The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, July the 28th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. Some in Missouri do not want face masks again. The latest political news from Magdalene Rose and recent COVID deaths of the faithful in Mexico. Both the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County have reinstated their mask mandates. Masks are once again required in indoor public settings regardless of vaccination status. But three areas within the county announced that they will not enforce the mandate. Chesterfield, Wildwood, and Eureka have declared that they will not use law enforcement to uphold the mandates. Chesterfield City Administrator Mike Geisel told media, quote, "Chesterfield will adhere to the county order as we are legally required to do so. All city facilities and staff will comply with the county directive." But then he went on to explain that Chesterfield does not have the legal jurisdiction to uphold a county order. It is against Missouri state statutes to enforce county ordinances, and they do not have the resources to do so. Some freedom now for those living in Australia. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
Australia's second most populous city, Melbourne, will end its fifth lockdown on Tuesday, with the Victoria state government declaring it had beaten an outbreak of the COVID-19 Delta variant for a second time. In America, there seems to be a feeling in American media that COVID is over, that we should be worrying about other issues of domestic importance. And while we should be worrying about those issues, COVID is not over in the rest of the world. COVID is not over in the United States. So for the American media to proclaim it is by absence of talking about it, by omission of talking about it, is only misleading the American people. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The most recent report from the Catholic Multimedia Center shows that at least 12 priests and a Mexican nun have died from the COVID-19 pandemic in Mexico in the last 2 months. In total, 5 bishops, 232 priests, 6 men religious, 9 women religious, and 12 deacons have died in Mexico during the pandemic. The Archdiocese of Guadalajara has been the hardest hit, with 25 priests who have died of the disease. Our quote of the day comes from St. Philip Neri. Do not let a day pass without doing some good in it. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a student of St. Peter and was baptized by St. Linus. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Do you hear that? Splashing in the pool, laughter, fun. It's all the sound of summer. And that's the sound of savings. During the Bulldog Kia Experience the Difference sales event, you can buy a brand new 2021 Kia Soul LX for only $18,900, while also experiencing the difference when you buy from Bulldog Kia. That's the sound of you driving to your favorite destination with peace of mind, knowing you got a great deal with a great 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty from your friends at Bulldog Kia. Visit us online at BulldogKia.com or visit us in person on the Atlanta Highway in Athens. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Must take delivery by August 2nd, 2021. MSRP $20,400. 1500 customer cash. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or dealer for details.
Our saint of the day is Nazarius. He was born in Rome and was the son of a pagan military man who held an important post in the Roman army. His mother, honored by the church as Saint Perpetua, was a zealous Christian, instructed by Saint Peter or his disciples in the most perfect maxims of Christianity. Nazarius, at the age of 9, embraced the faith with so much ardor that he copied in his own young life all of the great virtues that he saw in his teachers. He was baptized by Saint Linus, who would later become Pope. His pagan father was touched by his son's virtue and seconded his project to go elsewhere to preach the gospel. Out of zeal for the salvation of others, Nazarius therefore left Rome, his native city, and preached the faith in many places with a fervor and disinterestedness fitting for a disciple of the apostles. 10 years later, he is known to have been in Milan. He was driven from the city by the prefect after being whipped, and he left Italy to go to Eastern Gaul or France. There, a young boy by the name of Celsus was brought to him. His mother asked him to teach and baptize her son and to take him for his disciple. The child was docile, and Nazarius did so, and they were never separated. When conversions multiplied, the local governor was alarmed, and the apostle was again arrested, beaten, and tortured. The wife of this governor was a Christian, however, and succeeded in obtaining liberty for the two young innocents. They were freed on the condition that they would not preach in this place any longer. The two fervent Christians went on to the Alpine villages, where only a few solitary settlers braved the rigors of the climate and the altitude. They were not rebuffed and went as far as Ebrum. There they built a chapel to the true God, and then they continued on to Geneva and then to Treves, where Saint Nazarius was arrested and imprisoned. Celsus followed him in tears, longing to share his captivity. When after a few days the prefect ordered them brought before him, they were treated cruelly, but appeared before the magistrate, their faces shining with glory. The prodigies which followed caused fear in the pagans, and they were released and told to leave the region. They returned to Milan, but were soon arrested there also. When they would not sacrifice to the gods of the empire, after several torches in which God again preserved them, they were sentenced to be beheaded. They embraced one another in transports of joy and praise to God for his grace. It was during the reign of Nero, in about the year 56, that these generous martyrs added their blood to the treasure of the Christians. Finally, sales of newly built homes dropped in June to the lowest level since the early days of the coronavirus pandemic in April of 2020, according to data released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Monday. Sales of new single-family homes fell to an annualized rate of 676,000, 6.6% below May's rate of 724,000, and 19.4% below the June 2020 level of 839,000. Analysts were expecting new home sales to increase by 3.4% in June. After a year of frenzied buying and price gains in the double digits, newly built homes are now out of reach for much of the demand that remains in the market. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.